The head of food safety management of the Food and Drugs Authority, Maria Lovelace Johnson, says food security is not just about abundance of food, but ensuring its quality of food. Speaking on a current affairs program focus, Madame Lovelace Johnson noted that the FDA is training food vendors to ensure that food served to the public meets the required standard.
There are so many problems as far as food safety is concerned in this country. Initially, nobody even cared about food safety. There is this saying that pinting the adame. So if we are coming from such a background, then you know the enormous task we have ahead of us. We take them item by item. So that's why maybe the fruits and vegetables, we haven't really seen a change. But with the already cooked foods, you will tell me that even the public education works without necessarily enforcing, like kinke fish and pepper. If you cast your mind back, they used to be on wooden trays and then exposed, and they will cover it halfway with some net material and leave the other half exposed. Now, when we educated them, they have come up with aluminium and glass cases. If you now look around, almost everybody sells fish, yam in glass cases. It wasn't enforcement, it was public education. We are educating them, letting them understand the essence of the storage, the heat that has to be retained in the product. So public education, to a large extent, can change the people.
For his part, a deputy director of the Ministry of Food and Agriculture, Theophilos Osewusu, suggested that the private sector should be more interested in processing raw materials such as mango, oranges and pineapples by applying the appropriate technology and needed capital to sustain the processing of food items for public consumption.
Agriculture is a partnership, but principally it is more of a private sector production entity. So we need to be able to sensitize people, not only the producers, but others who will then be attracted to take up that enterprise of processing what is produced. So we need to distill what actually makes up the food system. Then we can better place who does what, how, and then what will be required of policy, direction, the creation of the environment, the support systems. We have so many small-scale farmers. Equally, we have some few large-scale farmers. What can we do to bring these people together along the value chain? Within MOFA, we have a wing. It is basically to communicate improved technologies to help our farmers, both small-scale and large-scale farmers, to produce more sustainably using proven scientific innovations.
Those are panelists on our current affairs program, Focus.